Hey guys, TC here with another edition of the Arb Life podcast. I'm on the road today. I was doing some contract climbing out of town for Mert LeBaire, working down in Chadsford, Pennsylvania. We did a larger oak tree takedown today. A lot of the wood and brush stayed on site. But we did have some obstacles to work around, and not a whole lot, but in the drop zone there was a portion of a septic system that we needed to avoid, and then the other situation was there were some trees around the oak that was coming down that of course we wanted to preserve. So aside from a lot of aerial felling work, which there was a lot of that, we did have to strategically rig out some bigger pieces to avoid some of those targets. And this presented some interesting situations. The rigging setup that we were using today, pretty standard setup, half-inch stable braid, porter wrap, on a dead-eye sling, and then we had a block on a dead-eye sling, this 5/8 sling, and also an X-ring on an ultra sling. So that's what we were using, and I was kind of taking the X-ring around with me as a redirect to set up some of the pieces that we had to rig. But I want to talk about one of the larger scaffold limbs that reached out over this hickory tree. Limb was maybe, 13 inch diameter limb. It was a longer limb though, so I had the rig line redirected behind me through the X-ring already. So I took the rig line out with me and tried as best I could to find that center of mass where I knew that limb would turn over to that X-ring, but I had to watch because there was a punky tip on this branch, so I didn't want to lose any integrity in the holding power of the wood there. So it was kind of tricky to set up. Found the spot and set it up, and we did pre-tension the line just above the porter wrap there as best we could. But really where it went wrong for me, where the mistake that I made was in my cutting. I had just not enough downward directional angle on the notch that I set up. It was just a little bit too much horizontal. And if you can sort of picture a clock, the notch that I had cut was really at maybe 3 o'clock or so, and I think I needed to be a little more down near 5 o'clock on that clock as far as the direction of that face cut. So when I made my back cut, the hinge collapsed a little bit and my saw got pinched. The piece ended up breaking off and coming through on the rigging. It brushed the hickory a little bit, no collateral damage, but yeah, it was a tricky situation. An interesting situation that we dealt with, and that was sort of one of the real rigging challenges that we faced. Worked the tree down, got it down to maybe a 65 foot high stump, set a tag line, and brought the stick over there into the woods on site. So it was nice. Mert has a ditch witch track machine with the branch manager grapple, and he was able to take that wood that was coming down and sort of keep adding to this crash pad that we had around the base of the tree, around the root flare, in strategic places that we were felling wood into the hole there. So we were able to utilize that wood to sort of preserve the site a little bit, be a little more low impact with still being really efficient, getting the wood off the tree and onto the ground and moved over into the woods there. It was a heavy day, a lot of heavy saw work in the air, heavy day on the shoulders, heavy day on the legs. Now I'm on the drive home, a long ride home. Gonna go back down tomorrow for one more day of of climbing. We're doing some pruning tomorrow, some reduction work, things like that, some preservation work, maybe a couple small removals, maybe some cabling, I don't even know. But yeah, on the road now. It was a long day, and it was just a great day. Mert shared his story with me about his history, about his education. Great guy, educated at Paul Smith's College. Been in the industry now 18, 19 years, just a really, really great guy to work for. Yeah, another great tool that we had was the Sena units. We were basically in conversation all day, back and forth. What should we do here? What could we do there? So that was another really, really great tool to have, not having to scream back and forth to each other, talking. I probably talked a little bit too much. He probably wanted to shut it off a few times, but hey, that's how it goes. So yeah, just wanted to talk a little bit about situational things on site today, some of the challenges we had, some of the tools that we were able to utilize, and again, just get over to the website, www.thearblife.com, sign up for an email subscription on the right-hand side of the page, read the blog, follow along. I appreciate it a whole lot, and it's somewhere where arborists come to stay inspired.